Now, it is theatre time, and we are joined once again by ITV's Vidar Harding for his supercalifragilisticexpialidocious review of our favourite, Vidar.
Indeed, and indeed, you've taken the very word out of my mouth, because I was going to ask people, if I said to you I'd had a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious performance experience, what show do you think I will have seen?
Now, there's a guess, Martin. Bit of a giveaway.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Got it. The Mary Poppins was indeed the show. Now, have either of you seen Mary Poppins live in the theatre?
No.
I haven't seen the theatre. The film is just outstanding.
Yeah, it's great fun. I had seen it a few years ago, and I don't know. Look, I was trying to think back to that, and I enjoyed it, but it didn't stay with me, whereas this one, I think, will. It was a whole series of things that worked very well. I know ostensibly we are going to talk audio description, but the actual show itself was, I don't know, just very uplifting. It's sad as well, in a way, at points, but, you know, there's a good story in there for those who don't know it. You know, Mary Poppins comes to be the nanny for these rather tearaway kids and sorts things out for them and their family, actually, when Dad faces a spot of difficulty employment-wise in the banking world and all the rest of it. So although written a long time ago, there's some obviously ongoing current themes and things which come through. And being a musical, there are some well-known tunes. We've already referred to one of them between us, Alan, but there's others. The more poignant numbers like Feed the Birds, and there's... you know, chim chimini chim chim.
Spoonful of sugar.
Don't worry, I shall spare your listeners me singing any of them.
Oh dear.
Good tunes. Good, you know, a good story. You know, and just great acting. And to get the most out of it, and that's the whole point of what we try and do every week in this slot, is to talk about audio description. And Jonathan Nash, Pat Hayes, was joining him in the Sightlines description team this time, and they brought to life a lot of that visual.
So you had your headphones on for your audio description, and you'll have had the notes beforehand explaining what's going on. Did you get a touch tour as well?
Absolutely, we did get a touch tour, which was great, and you know, a lot of time to see some of the props. Big stage at the Hippodrome, actually, and Jonathan talked about the set, a lot of the props, including the famous umbrella that umbrellas that Mary Poppins has as a bit of a trademark, sort of part of her apparel. And yeah, the introductory notes which Pat delivered on this occasion were pretty well. They're always pretty comprehensive, but there was loads to pack in, so it was quite a tour de force for her to ensure that she got those delivered before the curtain went up. And and we met Michael and Jane et al. And I know it was great fun. I have to say, I was looking forward to it, but it really came out, as did the people I was with, having had a fantastic evening. It's on tour, and I hope if people do get the chance to see it, they will, because particularly with audio description, it's just a really good family friendly feel good music.
I do believe it's coming to Edinburgh. One of the venues is in Edinburgh.
Good. Well, you'll get to see that then, Martin.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah. Excellent. And it's interesting, Vidar, you mentioned, we talk about Mary Poppins, we always think about the Disney film, you know, and we think about the story, you know, the kids and the nanny, but, you know, just when you were saying there some of the other undertones, you know, you almost had even the suffragette thing coming in there with Mrs. Banks.
Yes, absolutely. Mrs. Banks, there's also the question of competition within the banking world, and, you know, the fact that... temporarily, it looks as if the father, Mr. Banks, may be out of work. But again, that's, you know, with all the recent talk of, you know, the troubles in the banking world in the last few years, that sort of hit a note. You're right about the suffragette movement. Mrs. Banks, yeah, very much in that. There's also some goodies and baddies in it as well. I mean, and particularly in the nanny sense, because Mary Poppins inevitably... with her very no-nonsense spit-spot approach to life and sorting everything out, with a spoonful of sugar to sweeten everything as she goes along. There is also Mr. Banks's former nanny who makes an appearance when Mary Poppins goes off on the first occasion. Mrs. Banks thinks that because her husband always talks about his nanny and says how good she was, she will try and find her and hire her, which indeed she does. And she is a ghastly, grotesque. You can imagine a real sort of almost parody of herself. Mm. And she comes with a bird in a cage, and is you know, and it really is absolutely, you know, the complete antithesis to Mary Poppins. Needless to say, she isn't there for very long. Mary Poppins mm-hmm. takes care of that as well. And Mr. Andrews opens up again. Some you know, busy father, perhaps not having time for the children, you know. But towards the end, suddenly realizes the importance of family and having fun as well as working hard and things. So, yeah, actually, some ongoing recurring themes which came through, and without being too heavy about it, were relevant. But overall, you know, it was great fun.
Great stuff. So let's have your marks out of 5.
Four. Might even push it up to 5, actually, because the Ooh. Show and the description. I might. Wow. Yeah, come on, let's go for the top. I think we will. We will go up to 5 on this one. And I don't often do a 5 out of 5, but no. I think I will. Because, you know, the mixture of the theatre, the front of house reception, the touch tour, you know, the pre-show notes, yeah, it was all pretty spot on. Or spit spot on.
Perfect.
Okay, so that's Mary Poppins. Where are we off to next?
Okay, well, as many listeners to this slot might be aware, might remember, I am tending to do these from Birmingham when we talk. And I don't know whether you have either read or listeners have read or indeed seen on television or the film The Rotters Club.
No, I don't know that one. No.
So Jonathan Coe wrote the book. It's set in and around Birmingham in the 70s. It's been on very recently at the Birmingham Rep. It's a stage production with an exclusively teenage cast, actually, which was hugely impressive. So I'm very much looking forward to sharing that with you and listeners next time we speak.
We'll look forward to that one, Vidar. In the meantime, thanks once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you both, Alan and Martin. Cheers.